What qualities are inside of the person that God will entrust a vision to?
Non kualitas anu aya dina pribadi nu pangeran percantenkeun hiji visi ka anjeunna.
A vision is a very precious precious thing.
Hiji visi teh hiji hal nu harga.
When God entrusts a vision of his desire for the future to someone here on earth, it is to be held as a precious treasure.
Maka pangeran mercantekan hiji visi ngenaan pikapayunan kanggo hiji jalmi di dunia, hal eta kedah dicepeng salaku harta.
Therefore we can assume that the Lord would take special precaution and care in the person to whom he entrusts a vision.
Kumargi eta urang tiasa nganggep yen pangeran baris nyegah serta merhatoskeun dina pribadi nu nyandak visina.
Again, I need to say that when we speak of a vision in these series, we are not speaking of a trance or something that is particularly of a supernatural orientation.
Kalau seorang nyeros ngenan hiji visi dina pangajaran seri ieu, teu nyaoskeun karasukan atawa hal nu aya hubungana sareng supra alami.
It is supernatural in the sense that God by his Holy Spirit imparts it to us.
Hal supra alami hartosna Allah ngalangkungan Roh Suci masih hanana kaula.
The vision may come through a confirmation of scripture.
Tapi visi eta tiasa aya ngalangkungan hiji kajelasan ti ayat dawuhan Gusti.
It may come as the logos of God becomes a rhema specific word to your own heart and direction for your own life.
Ngitung visi eta aya waktos dawuhan pangeran janten cariosan khusus ka hate saderek serta tujuan hirup saderek.
Through the prophet Joel, God did say that in the last days he would speak through visions and through dreams.
Ngalangkungan Nabi Yoel, pangeran ngadawuh dina dinten-dinten terakhir, mantena baris ngadawuh, ngalangkungan visi sareng
impenan. Often if we are sensitive to the Holy Spirit, God's directive comes through a word from another believer to us.
Sering umpami urang peka kana Roh Suci, pangeran dongkap ngalangkungan carisan jalmi percanten sanes ka urang.
But whatever avenue God uses to impart the vision.
Tapi naon bae nu diangge pangeran kanggo ngadugikeun visi eta.
That vision of God's desired future is a precious, precious thing.
Visi pangeran pikapayunan teh hal nu hargaan pisan.
And the one who carries the vision must be tutored by the Holy Spirit to be the proper carrier of the vision.
Atau jalmi nu nyandak visi eta kedah dibimbing ku Roh Suci janten nu nyandak visi nu pas.
Someone has well observed that the person God uses publicly will be tutored by him privately.
Caurang nu tos nalungtik yen jalmi nu diangge ku pangeran ku cara umum baris dipimpin ku mantena secara pribadi.
There are private dealings of the Lord that he will bring the visionary through.
Aya pangantaran pribadi ti pangeran nu mantena baris nuyun jalmi eta.
And in this series on the general subject of leadership vision, this second session deals with the qualities of the visionary, the one who carries the vision.
Serta dina seri ngenaan hal umum ngenaan kepemimpinan, sesi kedua ieu nyadaskeun kualitas nu nyandak visi, jalmi nu nyandak visi.
In the last session you remember that the fifth principle was I must sow in order to reap.
Dina sesi akhir saderek emut yen prinsip kalima teh abdi tebar supados dibuat.
Therefore I will sow in faith.
Kumargeta abdi bade tebar di lebet iman.
When the Spirit of God brings vision into our own heart for God's desired future.
Waktos Roh Pangeran masian visi dina hati urang kanggo pangersa pangeran pikapayunan.
Whether it's in the planting of a new church.
Duka visi eta dina ngarintis gereja
anyar. The reaching of a previously unreached village or tribe.
Ngajangko desa tapi suku nutacan kajangko.
Whatever the vision God places in your heart,
naon bae visi nu ditempatkeun pangeran
dina hati. I urge you to begin to sow now in faith toward the realization of that vision.
Abdi ngaresek saderek kanggo ngawitan tebar di lebet iman kana kenyataan visi eta.
You cannot reap a vision that has not been sown.
Sadarek da tiasa dibuat, visi nun te tiasa ditebar.
You cannot reap a harvest that has not been sown.
Sadarek da tiasa dibuat, nun te acan ditebar.
And so the Spirit of God takes the visionary and begins to work deeply in the heart of that person.
Gitu ge roh pangeran nyandak visi serta ngawitan di dama nugetol di nahate jalmita.
One of the clearest biblical illustrations of a visionary used by God is the man Joshua.
Salah satu contoh Alkitabiah nu jentre pisan ngenaan nu nyandak visi nu dianggo ku pangeran nyata Yosua.
Joshua gives us the finest Bible example of how to make an effective transition into major leadership.
Yosua masihan ka urang contoh Alkitab nupang saina ngenaan kumaha ngadamel hiji perobihan efektif dan tentang mimpin utami.
He had already tasted leadership under the mentoring hand of Moses.
Anjana tos ngaroskeun ka pemimpinan dina bimbingan Musa.
But as the book of Joshua begins, we find that Moses is now off of the scene and Joshua is being called upon for a level of leadership he had previously not known.
Katos kitab Yosua ngawitan, urang mendakan yen ayeuna Musa tos pupus, sarta Yosua disaur kanggo tingkat kepemimpinan nu teu acan pernah anjeunna terang.
In the same way today, throughout the body of Christ, in almost every nation, the church is in a season of transition.
Samihalna sareng dinten ieu sadaya salira Kristus dina hampir unggal bangsa gereja aya di hiji jaman perubihan.
In fact, in the next 5 years, 80% of the household names of Christendom, I believe, are going to change.
Salerna 5 tahun bade dongkap, 80% di sadaya umat Kristen abdi pertahanan baris robah.
As it was in the transition from Moses to Joshua, many of the great post-World War II leaders of the church are now departing and going to be with the Lord.
Kami sapertos dina perobian ti Musa ka Yosua, seerti para pamimpin ageng gereja saparantos perang dunia kedua, ayeuna tos maot sarta sasarengan sareng pangeran.
These were bigger than life personalities, men and in some cases women of tremendous dynamism and spiritual strength.
Ya langkung ageng ti kehidupan pribadi, pameget sareng dina kasababaraha kasus istri ti dinamis nu aheng sarta kakiatan rohani.
A friend, a close confidant of Dr. Billy Graham was talking to me recently.
Sareng sobat nu dipertanten ti Dr. Billy Graham nyaeros ka abdi teu acan lami ieu.
And he was lamenting the fact that in the current generation there seem to be very few visionaries.
Anjeunna ngaraos sedih yen generasi ayeuna katingalna sakedik pisan nu nyandak visi.
He asked, where are today's visionaries that have the great encompassing vision of Billy Graham and men like him in his era?
Anjeunna naros, di mana nu nyandak visi aheng ti Billy Graham sarta para pameget di jamana?
I believe that the Holy Spirit is raising up new visionaries in the body of Christ today.
Abdi percantan yen Roh Suci nuju ngagugahkeun nu nyarandak visi anyar salira Kristus ayeuna.
And I believe that eventually many of them will watch this videotape.
Hari percantan yang akhirna seerti aranjena baris nyaksikan kaset video ieu.
There are those hearing me now who the Holy Spirit is weaving deep dreams into your heart.
Aya di antawis nu ngadangukeun di mana Roh Suci nuju ngajait impian dina hate sanubari saderek.
But for us to be the proper vessel through which God's vision unfolds, the Spirit of God has to work in us.
Tapi bikin orang kanggo janten wadah di mana visi Allah katingal, roh pangeran kedah didamel di lebet orang.
You may have experienced hurt and disappointment at the hands of other Christians.
Sangita saderek tos ngalaman nyeri hate sarta kuciwa kumaki padalaman orang Kristen nusanes.
God will even use that graciously as he weaves the pattern of his purpose in your life.
Malah pangeran beris ngangge hal eta samentawis mantena ngajait pola maksatna dina hidup saderek.
God will allow dreams to die in order that your destiny may live.
Pangeran beris ngijinkeun impian-impian leungit supados tujuan hidup saderek tiasa hirup.
And then he will resurrect that original dream in glory and in grace.
Ajang mantena beris ngagugahkeun deui visi salaresna dina kamulyaan sareng sih kurniana.
Never was there a finer example of loyalty than the man Joshua to his mentor Moses.
Daya contoh kasatian nu langkung sae tibatan Yosua ka Musa.
But now there was a magnificent intersection of the events of history with Joshua's life, bringing him on the scene for major leadership at the exact right time in the plan of God.
Kayana aya di persimpangan waheng ti carita kehidupan Yosua nu nyandak urang kana adekan pikeun kapamimpinan utami nu saleresna watos nupas dina
pangeran. Some of you watching this tape have been hidden in the quiver of God, so to speak, hidden for a particular time in history.
Berarti saderek nu nyakseni kaset ieu tos disamunikeun dina wadah panah Allah tiasa dicaroskeun kasumputkeun kanggo waktos khusus dina sajarah.
Perhaps like Joshua, you have labored under the shadow of another, but now it is your time on the stage of history.
Pangitan sapertos Yosua saderek tos didamel dina kalangkang jalmi sanes, tapi ayeuna teh waktu saderek aya di panggung sajarah.
Joshua had a vision given by God for the conquest of the land so that the people of God might receive their rightful inheritance.
Yosua kaduh hiji visi dipasihkeun ku pangeran kanggo naklukkeun tanah perjanjian supados umat pangeran tiasa nampi hak warisan aranjeuna.
And today God is raising up those who will lead the people of God into their inheritance so that the nations might come to worship the one true God.
Ayeuna pangeran nuju ngagugahkeun aranjeuna nu baris mimpin umat pangeran ngareput warisan aranjeuna supados bangsa-bangsa tiasa sumping kanggo nyembah hiji pangeran nu sajati.
I believe that there is a parallel in the dealings of God with Joshua in how he will deal with us as visionaries today.
Di percantanian aya nu sami dina cangkingan pangeran ka Yosua ku cara mantena aya hubungan sareng urang salaku nu nyandak visi dinten ieu.
I'm going to suggest to you 10 qualities of a visionary as they're expressed in the life of Joshua.
Abdi bade nembangkeun ka sareng 10 kualitas saurang nu nyandak visi nu dipintonkeun dina kehidupan Yosua.
To me, Joshua is an ideal biblical example for 21st century leaders.
Yosua teh tuladan alkitabiah nu pas kanggo pamimpin-pamimpin abad 21.
God refined and expanded the vision of Joshua so that he might possess the land and in so doing lead the people of God into their inheritance.
Pangeran murnikeun sarta ngaluaskeun visi Yosua supados anjeunna tiasa kaduh tanah perjanjian kumarga eta pamimpin umat pangeran lebet ka warisan aranjeuna.
He worked essential qualities into Joshua's life.
Mantena midamel kualitas penting dina kehidupan Yosua.
The first 5 chapters of Joshua demonstrate for us Joshua's transition out of a minor role of leadership under the shadow of Moses to a major role of leading the people of God.
5 pasal kahiji ti kitab Yosua nembongkeun ka urang paropihan Yosua ti peran ka pamimpinan nu teu aya hartosna ka peran utami dina pamimpin umat pangeran.
Now let's look at 10 qualities of a visionary as they're expressed in the life of Joshua.
Ayeuna urang tingali 10 kualitas ti saurang nu nyandak visi sapertos nu dipintonkeun dina kehidupan Yosua.
Number 1, a visionary has what I call the forward look.
Nomor 1, saurang nu nyandak visi ku abdi sebat salaku ti tingalian kapayun.
When someone of the spiritual stature of the Apostle Paul makes the statement, "This one thing I do," we'd better perk up our spiritual ears.
Atau seorang nu kasor ku cara rohani seperti Rasul Paulus nu ngadamel patarosan kieu, tapi ieu nu abdi pidamel, urang kedah langkung masang cepil rohani urang.
And Paul said in Philippians chapter 3, verse 14.
Atau seorang Paulus dina Filipi pasal 3 ayat 14.
He said, "This one thing I do, I forget what is behind."
Karena nunggu sekali wat di popohokan.
And I press on to that which is ahead of me.
Kateka rek ngudak pika harapan.
I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus.
Ngudak teh junun kan jadi tujuan ngalap pahala tisa warga numutkan panyar Allah ku karena Kristus Yesus.
Now let me ask you, where is your reference point for life?
Enak di hayang naros kasaderek. Di mana titik penunjuk kanggo hidup saderek?
Are you fixed toward the future? And God's desire for the future as it is expressed in the vision that he gives to you. Or is your reference point for life stuck somewhere in the past?
Penunjuk pikeun hirup saderek macet di hiji tempat di waktu kapengker.
So often I find Christians all over the world whose reference point for life is not in the future but in the past.
Sering api mendakan urang Kristen di sakulah dunia nu gaduh titik panunjuk pikeun hirup aranjeunna teu gaduh tujuan.
Unfortunately, they go back to some hurtful, painful experience that keeps moving them and their mindset toward the past instead of toward the future.
Hanya kalarjana uih deui kana sabaraha pengalaman nu pikanyireun nu teras ngagerakeun sarta cara pikiran rajana ka waktos ka pangkertibatan ka pika payunan.
I'm talking to someone right now who struggles with the whole subject and the whole concept of forgiveness.
Penyeros ka hiji jalmi ayeuna ieu nu gaduh masalah kusadaya, masalah sarta sadaya konsep ngeunaan pangapunten.
Because there was some wrong, some injustice that was perpetrated upon you at a point in time in the past.
Kumargi asa beberapa kesalahan, sababaraha nu teu adil nu dilakukeun kasaderek di waktos kapengker.
Probably this injustice was at the hands of another Christian.
Pangitan teu adil ieu kumargi padamelan urang Kristen sanes.
Perhaps someone very close to you.
Panginten saurang ucaket pisan sareng.
Perhaps even a major Christian leader.
Panginten saurang pamimpin Kristen.
Unforgiveness has a very special and severe sentence that it carries with it.
Alim ngahapunten gaduh kalimah nu istimewa pisan sarta hese.
The sentence for unforgiveness is that you are sentenced to have your reference point for life in the past instead of the future.
Kalimah alim ngahapunten teh waktos saderek kabengket ku waktos nu kapengker saderek tibatan pika payunan.
It's like a ball and chain that are around you, keeping you from breaking free into God's inheritance for you.
Seperti siji bal sarta rantai di sakeliling saderek nu nahan saderek tina kebebasan lebetkan warisan Allah kangge saderek.
You see, I was told in my Bible school that there are three major things that sideline men and women in ministry and keep them from being effective.
Saderek ningal abdi di pasian terang di sakolah Alkitab abdi yen ayat tilu hal utami nu nyarengan pamengket sareng istri dina pelayanan serta nyegah aranjeunna janten efektif.
The abuse of money.
Nyalah gunakan artos.
The abuse of sex.
Ngalecehkeun seks.
And the abuse of power.
Nyalah gunakan kekuasaan.
Certainly these three tragedies have befallen many Christian leaders.
Sabae tilu kajantan ieu teu sumurakeun seueur pamimpin Kristen.
But there is a fourth silent killer in ministry.
Tapi aya nu maehan teu kaciri nu kaopat dina pelayanan.
That sidelines multiplied thousands of Christian leaders.
Di mana nu ngadampingan nu baranahan ribuan pamimpin Kristen.
It is the silent killer of unforgiveness. Unforgiveness, if not dealt with very quickly, the hurt will move to anger.
Alim ngahapunten bamin teu direngsekeun enggal-enggal eta baris ngagentos janten ambek.
Unless we deal with the anger then turns inward and becomes bitterness.
Geual urang ngarengsekeun ambek janten ambek baris.
The writer of the book of Hebrews said, "Be careful, watch out. Be careful lest a root of bitterness get inside of you." A root of bitterness, something internal. More than a surface problem.
langkung ti masalah nu katingal ti luar.
And the writer of Hebrews says that the consequence of that bitterness is that many people are defiled.
Menyerat kitab Ibrani Rus yan akibat ti kapaitan eta seueur nu kakotoran.
And since Jesus loves his precious sheep,
margi Yesus nyaa ka domba-domba nu hargaan,
he will not allow for a long measure of time the defilement of his sheep because of an embittered shepherd.
Antana moal dina waktos nu lami nu ngotoran dombana ku margi saurang pangangon nu gaduh kapaitan.
That's why it's so very important for us to deal with this right now.
Eta margi na penting pisan kanggo urang ngarengsekeun hal eta ayeuna pisan.
For someone listening to me, this will be the most important thing I have to say in all of this series.
Jika nu ngadangukeun abdi, ya baris janten salah sahiji hal nu pangpentingna nu kedah abdi carioskeun dina sada seri.
You see, you may try to run from this.
Sadek ningal, sadek tiasa ngusahakeun ngejar.
And just take in another series or go to another seminar.
Ngadangukeun seri pengajaran sanes atau tapi angkat ke seminar sanes.
Thinking that that will be the key to unlocking effective ministry.
Nganggap yen eta baris janten kunci kanggo muka pelayanan efektif.
But the Holy Spirit will constantly bring you back until you deal with this issue.
Tapi Roh Suci baris teras nyandak saderek de dugi ka saderek ngarengsekeun masalah ieu.
Because forgiveness is what releases you into your destiny and into a fulfillment of the vision that God gives to you.
Mangga ngahampura teh hal nu ngabebaskeun saderek lebet ka tujuan akhir hirup saderek serta nedunan visi nu dipasikeun Pangeran ka saderek.
What does forgiveness look like?
Kumaha rupa pangampuran eta?
What steps do you take to truly forgive someone?
Anu lengkah nu kedah dicandak kanggo leres-leres ngahapunten ka hiji.
I believe Jesus gave us a 4-point plan in the Sermon on the Mount.
Abi bacantan yang Yesus masihan ka urang opat rancang dina khotbah di gunung.
In Matthew chapter 5 verse 44.
Di Matius pasal 5 ayat 44.
Jesus gave a 4-point plan.
Yesus masihan opat rarancang.
Number 1 he said love your enemies.
Nomor 1 saur mantena musuh ke wajib dikaruniaan.
Bless those who curse you.
Nudengki ka urang anggur doakeun sangkan salamet.
Do good to those who use you.
Sing bager ka jalma nu ngamangpaatkeun anjeun.
And fourth, pray for them.
Kaopat doakeun aranjeunna.
I believe this is a sequential plan that the Lord gives us to break us free from unforgiveness.
Dipajantan ieu runtutan rancang nu dipasikeun Pangeran ka urang kanggo ngabebaskeun urang ti sikap alim ngahapunten.
First Jesus said to love your enemies.
Hayu Yesus ngadawuh kanggo mikanyah musuh saderek.
That doesn't mean we have to have some syrupy emotion concerning them.
Hartosna urang kedah gaduh leuleuy ka aranjeunna.
It means that we loose them and exonerate them from any responsibility for our spiritual condition.
Hartosna urang ngalepaskeun aranjeunna sarta ngabebaskeun tina tuduhan ti sadaya tanggung jawab pikeun kaayaan rohani urang.
And we truly desire God's best for the one who hurt us.
Urang leres-leres hoyong nu pangsaena ti Pangeran kanggo jalmi nu tos nganyenyeri urang.
One morning as I was shaving, the Holy Spirit gave me a revelation.
Jinjing waktos abdi nuju nyukur, Roh Suci masihan abdi wahyu.
As I was looking in the mirror, the Lord spoke to my heart.
Patosna ningal ka kaca, Pangeran ngadawuh ka na hate abdi.
And he said, "You're looking at the only man on planet Earth who can throw you out of God's will for your life."
Dawuhna, anjeun nuju ningali hiji-hijina jalmi di planet bumi ieu nu tiasa miceun anjeun ti pangresep Allah kanggo hirup sadere.
Nobody's words against you.
Saya cariosan saurang oge nu ngalawan saderek.
No one's actions against
you. Saya pada melan saurang oge nu ngalawan saderek.
Have the authority to throw you out of God's will for your life.
Ngkaduh wewenang kanggo nyingkirkeun saderek ti pangresep Allah pikeun hirup saderek.
No other person has that kind of power over you.
Saya jalmi sanes nu ngkaduh kawasa sapertos eta ka saderek.
Actions against you cannot ultimately hurt you.
Alawan saderek dina dasarna teu tiasa nganyenyeri saderek.
Only your reaction to what happens to you can ultimately hurt you.
Tanggapan saderek kanu kajantenan kasederek nu akhirna tiasa nganyinyiri hati.
So Jesus said, make a choice to desire God's best for the one who hurt you.
Dan dawuh Yesus pilih kanggo mikahoyong kasayan pangeran pigen jalmanu nganyinyiri saderek.
Then the Lord said, bless those who curse you.
Pangeran ngadawuh perkahan arajena nu ngutuk anjen.
Having made a choice to love them and desire God's best for them.
Pilihan kanggo mekarunya arajena serta mikahoyong hal nu pangsaena ti pangeran kanggo arajena.
We take the choice that we put in our heart and we put it in our mouth.
Nyimpen pilihan eta dina hate urang-urang ngucapkeunana.
And we hear ourselves pronouncing blessing on the one who wronged us.
Kadang urang nyalira ngucapkeun berkah ka arajena nu lepat ka urang.
There's something very liberating about that. It becomes a day of liberation not only for the person you release, but it's your day of spiritual liberation as well. And then the Lord said, do good to them. The Holy Spirit will speak something specific to your heart for the healing of the relationship. You say, well, what if that person doesn't respond? Well, then you're free. We're talking about your liberation and your fulfillment of the destiny that God has given to you. Love your enemies. Pronounce blessing on them. Do something good for them. And then Jesus said, pray for them. Not pray against them. Pray for them. That's a fourfold step into a liberated life of forgiveness.
Lengkah lebet kana kehidupan pengampunan nu dimerdekakeun.
Now the Holy Spirit is speaking very clearly one specific word right now across the body of Christ and across the nations.
Rasul nyarios jendre pisan hiji kecap khusus ayana oge kasalira Kristus sarta sadaya bangsa.
And that word is reconciliation.
Caneta teh silih hapunten.
We're to be reconciled across denominational barriers.
Urang kedah silih hapunten kana panghalang-panghalang denominasi.
Reconciled in relationships where there's been woundedness in the past.
Diakrukeun dina hubungan-hubungan di mana tos kajantenan raheut di waktos kapengker.
Reconciled in the hurts between men and women.
Damekeun antawis istri sareng pamegat.
Reconciled in the ethnic clashes that the devil is using to rip many nations apart today.
Diakurkeun dina masalah etnis nu dimanfaatkeun ku iblis kanggo ngacaukeun seueur bangsa dinten ieu.
You say, well, Dr. Shibley, what would real forgiveness look like?
Saudara Dr. Shibley, kumaha rupa panghampura nu saleresna?
Real forgiveness looks the way that Joseph looked when he forgave his brothers.
Panghampura nu saleresna jiga cara pandang Yusuf waktos anjeuna ngahampura saderek-saderekna.
That story is told in Genesis chapter 45. There are several things we need to note just briefly. Before Joseph revealed himself to his brothers, he turned to all of the Egyptians who were present and he ordered them to leave the room.
Jana mali karo orang Mesir nu aya anjeuna marintahkeun aranjeuna ninggalkeun eta ruangan.
What was Joseph doing? He was protecting the reputation of his brothers. He was going out of his way to protect their reputation. He didn't want the Egyptians to know the terrible things his brothers had done to him.
Alim urang-urang Mesir terang hal-hal nu awan nu tos dibidamel ku sadarek-sadarekna.
You can know that you've truly forgiven someone if you go out of your way to protect their reputation.
Sadarek tiasa terang yang sadarek leres tos ngahapunten saurang umpami ngusahakeun ngalindungan kahormatan aranjeuna.
And then Joseph said to his brothers, he said, come near to me.
Ajeng saur Yusuf ka sadarek-sadarekna saurna, kadieu sing caket.
You can know that you've genuinely forgiven someone if you don't desire any distance between you and them.
Sadek tiasa terang yang sadek tos ngahapunten hiji jalmi umpami sadek mikahoyong jarak antawi sadek sarang aranjena.
And then Joseph said, "Don't feel bad about what you've done."
Kajeng Yusuf nyarios, tong susah hati sata tong hanyakal.
You can know you've really forgiven if you don't desire that person to suffer emotionally for what he did to you.
Sadek tiasa terang sadek tos terus leres ngahapunten umpami sadek hoyong jalmi eta sangsara kucara nafsu kana naonu tos dipidamel kasaderek.
And then Joseph said to his brothers, you did this. You sold me into slavery.
Kajeng Yusuf nyarios kasaderekna anjen ngajual abdi ka dieu.
And you meant it for evil.
Anjen tos ngarek-arek anu jahat ka abdi.
But God meant it for good.
Tapi Allah tos ngareka kanggo kahadean.
He sent me ahead of you to preserve life.
Nyata miara hirup hiji bangsa nu agung.
You can know that you've really forgiven someone if you see the hand of God, the providential hand of God in all that has happened.
Sadek tiasa terang yang sadek tos leres-leres ngahapunten saurang umpami sadek ningal panangan pangeran. Panangan pamiaraan pangeran dina sagala nuntos kajantenan.
So if you have unresolved conflicts from the past, let me encourage you right now, settle this with the Lord.
Janten pamisa dere gaduh konflik nu teu acan karengsekeun di waktos kapengker, api ngadorong sadek ayeuna rengsekeun konflik ieu sareng pangeran.
Now I realize that I've taken a great deal of time on this singular point.
Abi sadar yen abi tos nyandak seueur pisan waktos kangge nyandak.
But it's one of the most important things that I'll say in this entire series on vision.
Tapi ieu teh salah sahiji hal nu pangpentingna anu bade abi caroskeun sadaya seri pangajaran ngeunaan visi.
You must have the forward look to be the kind of visionary that God will use.
Tare kedah gaduh titinggalian kapayun kanggo janten nu nyandak visi nu bade di pangeran.
But to have the forward look, you must forgive.
Tapi kanggo gaduh titinggalian kapayun sadek kedah ngahapunten.
The second quality of a visionary.
Kualitas kedua ti saurang nu nyandak visi.
A visionary embraces his inheritance.
Saurang nu nyandak visi nangkep warisanana.
The Lord spoke to Joshua and said, "I want you to get up and I want you to begin to walk out the territory that I've given to you."
Ayeuna maneh katut bangsa Israel gerat tarapti mentasan walungan Yordan kesan asup ka tanah nu ku kami rek dibikeun ka maranehna teh.
In Joshua chapter 1 verses 2 and 3.
Dina Yosua pasal 1 ayat 2 sareng 3.
Joshua 1 verses 2 and 3, the Lord said, "Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land that I'm giving to them, the children of Israel."
Yosua 1 ayat 2 sareng 3, ayeuna maneh katut bangsa Israel gerat tarapti mentasan walungan Yordan gesan asup ka tanah anu ku kami rek dibikeun ka maranehna teh.
Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I've given you, as I said to Moses.
Kami geus nyarita ka Musa yen tanah anu rek di sorang teh sagemblengna geus dipasrakeun ka maneh jeung ka saumat kami.
When I was a college student, I heard Dr. Bill Bright make this important statement.
Tapi mahasiswa keneh abdi ngadangu Dr. Bill Bright nyarios cariosan penting ieu.
He said the entire Christian experience is one of becoming in experience what we are by inheritance.
Sadaya pangalaman kakristenan nyaeta janten dina pangalaman saha urang teh ngalangkungan warisan.
There is a certain realm or territory of anointing that God has sovereignly given to you. It belongs exclusively to you.
Aya dunya nu tangtos atanapi daerah urapan nu dipasikeun pangeran kasaderek saur kakawasaanna.
But I fear that many Christians live as if they were given vast amounts of territory, but they choose to live in just a small little hut in one little section of land, and they never know how much is truly given to them.
Di hari wang yang seorang orang Kristen hirup seolah-olah aranya di pasian daerah nu ageng, tapi aranya namilih hirup di saung alit bae, aranya terang sakuma seueur warisan nu leres-leres dipasikeun ka aranjeuna.
God is calling this new generation of leaders to stretch to the very parameters of the territory that He has given to them.
Pangeran nyauran generasi pamimpin anyar ieu kanggo ngalegakeun daerah dugi ka batas nutos dibateskeun ku aranjeuna.
As we move into the 21st century, and as we see before us the actual potential of fulfilling Christ's Great Commission,
samantawis urang ningali di payuneun urang potensi saresnati nedunan amanat agung Kristus,
there must emerge on the scene men and women who think greater in more gargantuan terms than ever before.
Kedahayalahan pamegat sareng istri aranjeun anu gaduh wawasan seueur tina langkung seueur ti sate acana.
Those who think bigger.
Aranjeun anu mikir.
Those who exercise more faith.
Aranjeun anu ngalatih iman.
Those who emit more hope than ever before.
Aranjeun anu nyorotkeun langkung seueur pangharepan ti sate acana.
The founder of the modern missionary movement, a great man of God by the name of William Carey.
Ngadegkeun gerakan panginjilan modernnya eta William Carey.
Carey made this statement.
Carey masihan cari
satu. Attempt great things for God.
Damel padamelan agung kanggo pangeran.
Expect great things from God.
Harepkeun hal-hal nu agung ti pangeran.
For someone viewing this video right now,
kanggo sahabae nu nyakseni video ieu ayeuna,
that's more than a nice slogan that you write in your notes.
Ya langkung ti saukus slogan nu diserat dina catatan
sadere. It's a word from heaven for you.
Kita carasan ti sawarga kanggo sadere.
God calls upon you to attempt great things for Him.
Pangeran nyaur sadere kanggo midamel hal-hal agung kanggo mantena.
And to expect great things from His hand.
Katangarupkeun hal-hal agung ti pananganna.
A visionary embraces his inheritance.
Saurang nu nyandak visi nangkep warisana.
Third, a visionary possesses boldness in the face of opposition.
Katilu, saurang nu nyandak visi gaduh kawani di payunan lawan.
The Lord said to Joshua, "No man is going to be able to withstand you all the days of your life."
Tuhan pangeran ka Yosua, teu aya saurang oge nu bisa tahan yang harapan anjen saumur hidup saderek.
I am talking to brothers and sisters right now who know opposition firsthand.
Tapi nyaros ka saderek sadayana, ayeuna ieu nu langsung mayunan lawan.
You've experienced persecution for your faith in Jesus Christ.
Saderek tos ngalaman dianiaya ku iman saderek dilebet Yesus Kristus.
I want you to know that I honor you.
Abdi hayang terang yen abdi ngahormat
saderek. I esteem you.
Tapi ngahargaan saderek.
And there's a cloud of witnesses that is watching what's happening to you.
Serta aya mega saksi nu naliti naon nunuju kajantaran ka saderek.
And I want to encourage those who are being persecuted for your faith in Christ.
Tetapi hoyong ngadorong aranjeuna nu dianiaya demi iman saderek kalep dilebet Kristus.
There is an inheritance that the Bible says that we have.
Batas nu dicaroskeun kitab suci urang gaduh warisan.
God said to the prophet Isaiah, "No weapon that is formed against you can succeed."
Dawuh pangeran ka Nabi Yesaya, unggal sanjata nu ditempa ka saderek.
Every voice that opposes you, God says, "I will oppose him."
Katunggal jalmi nu nuduh ngalawan anjeun, dawuh pangeran, kami rek males.
This is the inheritance of the servants of the Lord.
Yen janten bagian hamba-hamba pangeran.
And their vindication is from me, says the Lord.
Pebenaran nu aranjeuna tarima ti kami.
No one is going to be able to withstand you all the days of your life.
Saurang oge nu sanggem mayunan saderek saumur hirup saderek.
And you can rest in the confidence that the Lord has said he's on your side.
Saderek tiasa reureuh dina kayakinan yen pangeran ngadawuh mantena di pihak saderek.
And you can also rest in the fact that the flow of history is with us.
Saderek oge tiasa leres-leres reureuh kumargi sacara sareng urang.
We as Christians believe that history is moving somewhere.
Urang salaku urang Kristen percantan yen sacara teras majeng.
It is moving toward a time when every knee is going to bow before the Lord Jesus Christ.
Acara ngajuk-juk ka hiji waktu nu tur baris sideku nyembah pangeran Yesus Kristus.
Every tongue will confess his lordship.
Unggal etah ngaku ka pangeran.
That is where history is irrevocably moving.
Eta gerak sajarah nu moal tiasa dibatalkeun.
No government edict can stop it.
Daya deukeut pamarentah nu tiasa ngalireng.
None of the mistakes and sins of church leaders can stop it.
Daya kasalahan sareng dosa ti pamimpin gereja nu tiasa ngalireng kenana.
Jesus will reign over the nations.
Yesus baris marentah segala bangsa.
And there is a payoff for obedience to him even unto death.
Serta aya buruh keur kataatan kamantena dugi ka maut.
Jesus said, be faithful unto death and I'll give you a crown of life.
Awu Yesus sing satia dugi ka maut kamirek ngurniakeun anjeun mahkota.
One of the early church fathers, a man by the name of Tertullian, made this statement.
Sahiji bapa gereja ngawitan nu namina Tertullian ngaluarkeun cariosan ieu.
He said the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church.
Saurna, getih para sahih teh binih gereja.
And no matter whether we live or die with Paul, we can say if we live to the Lord.
Tepaduli urang hirup atanapi maut sareng Paulus urang tiasa nyarios.
If we die, we die to the Lord.
Pami urang maut kanggo Allah.
Whether we live or die, we belong to the Lord.
Ka urang hirup atanapi maut urang teh ngagaduhan pangeran.
You can have the confidence that no one is going to be able to withstand you.
Tadi tiasa gaduh keyakinan yen teh aya saurang oge nu sanggem tahan mayunan
tadi. You're on the winning side.
Tadi aya di pihak.
The fourth quality of a visionary that God uses.
Kualitas kaopat saurang nu nyandak visi dianggep pangeran.
A visionary knows that God is with him.
Saurang nu nyandak visi ngartos yen pangeran nyarengan.
The Lord said to Joshua, as I was with Moses, I'm going to be with you.
Tahu pangeran ka Yosua seperti kami nyarengan Musa, kitu oge kami nyarengan anjeun.
I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you.
Kami moal ngantep anjeun sarta moal ninggalkeun anjeun.
In 1989 there was a major earthquake in the small nation of Armenia.
Tahun 1888 aya lini ageung di nagara alit Armenia.
It devastated much of the country.
Lini eta ngancurkeun sabagian
nagara. At the noon hour a man and his wife were seated in their home taking a meal.
Waktu siang seorang istri sareng bojona nuju calik beri tuang siang di bumina.
All of a sudden the walls began to shake and the ground began to move underneath them.
Ujug-ujug tembok undur sarta tehel ngawitan gerak handap
aranjeuna. The house began to crumble around them.
Bumi eta ngawitan rubuh di sabeureun aranjeuna.
They went under the table and held each other.
Aranjeuna nyalindung di handapan meja sarta silih cepang panangan.
Until the earthquake had passed.
Kali ini eta eureun.
Though their home was destroyed, they realized that both of their lives had been saved.
Ajan bumi aranjeuna ancur, aranjeuna sadar yen aranjeuna tos salamet tina maut.
Immediately their thoughts went to their young son who was a few blocks away at the school.
Ninggal aranjeuna imut ka putra aranjeuna anu aya di sakola anu tebih ti bumi aranjeuna.
The father instinctively ran to the school only to discover that it had been reduced to rubble.
Pucaran naluri bapa nalumpat ka sakola terus mendakan yen wangunan tos rubuh.
In a mixture of emotion and grief and panic, he ran to the area where his son's class would have been.
Kutepuku rasa cirik jeung sasah anjeuna lumpat ka lebah rohangan kelas putrana kapungkur aya.
Frantically, the father began to tear away at the debris and the wreckage of that area.
Perisasah bapa nang ngawitan nyingkir-nyingkirkeun runtuhan di tempat eta.
It was to no avail.
Anging taya hasil.
The police came, they said, please, you'll only compound your grief.
Polisinya katampa meket eta saur aranjeuna, Pak, saderek mung tiasa langkung sedih.
But the father continued to dig through the rubble.
Tapi bapa eta teras nyingkir-nyingkirkeun runtuhan eta.
12 hours he kept digging.
12 jam anjeuna masih kitu.
24 hours he was still searching for his son.
12 jam anjeuna milarian keneh putrana.
They begged him to leave. The police and the fire department, they said, please go.
Para polisi nuhunkeun ka anjeuna kanggo ngeureunkeun usahana.
The father would not be dissuaded.
Pamaketa tetiasa
dirinya. He continued to dig 30 hours.
Anjeuna teras ngali 30
jam. And in the 36th hour he pulled back a large boulder of stone.
Tambah 30 genep jam anjeuna metot hiji batu ageung.
He looked down into the darkness.
Anjeuna ningal ka handap nu poek.
And he heard a faint, familiar voice.
Sanjarang katangu soranu te aneh di jebelnya.
Father.
Bapak.
Father, I knew you would come.
Bapak api terang, Bapak baris tungkap.
Father, I remember you promised me that if I was ever in any trouble, you would be there for me.
Bapak api imut Bapak tos jangan jika api yan umpami abdi ayah dina masalah Bapak baris siap nulungan abdi.
And the father yelled down into the darkness, "Son, are you all right?"
Bapak tengah gorowo ka lubang nupoek ujang.
He said, "Yes, Father, I'm fine, and there are 9 others who are still alive."
Alal putrana apinte nanaon di dia ayah salapan orang nu masih hidup.
I told them not to worry.
Tapi karanjena
I said, "My father has promised he'll never leave me."
Bapak abdi tos janji anjena moal ngantep abdi.
The father said, "Son, I'm coming in to get you."
Sar bapak na ujang, bapak rek turun nulungan ujang.
This young boy with tremendous maturity.
Pada kali dia pinuh ku kadewasaan.
He said, "No, Father, get the other children out first."
Ngawaler, "Teu bapak, tulungan heula anu sanes."
"I know you'll take care of me."
Tapi terang bapak baris ngajak
abdi. "Father, you promised."
Tapertos janji bapak.
There's a promise your father has made to you.
Dia janji bapak saderek nutos dipastikan kanggo saderek.
He has promised to you, under no circumstance will I ever leave you.
Mantan nutos janji ka saderek, non bae kayaan maneh kami moal ninggalkeun.
I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you.
Kami moal ngantep jeung moal ninggalkeun maneh.
You can take tremendous courage in that tonight.
Upinuh kawani saderek tiasa percanten ieu
aya. The presence of God will be with you no matter what.
Pangeran beris nyarengan sadek tepaduli naon nuka cantenan.
And that brings me to the fifth quality of a visionary.
Hal yang ngantarkeun abdi ka kualitas kalima ti saorang nu nyandak visi.
The quality of courage.
Kualitas kateguhan.
In chapter 1 of Joshua.
Pasal 1 di kitab Yosua.
Verses 6, 7, and 9.
Ayat 6, 7, sareng 8.
Over and over, God says to Joshua, "Be strong and be of good courage."
Dering pangeran ngadawuh ka Yosua, kuatkeun jeung teguhkeun hate maneh.
One thing is certain. You cannot be both a leader and a coward.
Rek moal janten pamimpin sarta borangan.
Leadership mandates and demands courage.
Kapamimpinan masihan amanah sarta nuntut kateguhan.
And I'm urging you to take courage tonight and take up the charge that God has given you by His Holy Spirit.
Tapi ngadesek saderek sing teguh dina wengi ieu candak tanggung jawab nu tos dipasikeun pangeran ka saderek ngalakukan.
There is a sixth quality of a visionary.
Aya kualitas kagenep ti saurang nu nyata.
It is the quality of the preeminence of the word of God.
Eta teh kualitas kaunggulan dauhan pangeran.
Joshua chapter 1 verse 8.
Yosua pasal 1 ayat 8.
"This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you might observe to do according to all that is written in it, for then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success."
Harapkeun yen maneh rek maca kitab hukum salawasna dina ngajalankeun ibadah, ulik barang penting, tikinkeun sakumaha anu ditulis di dinya, upama kitu hirup maneh teh tan wande senang serta hasil.
Nation after nation is living in an era where there doesn't seem to be absolute truth.
Bangsa demi bangsa hidup di hiji jaman nu jigana teu gaduh bebeneran mutlak.
But for the believer in Jesus Christ,
tapi pikeun jalmi percanten di lebet Yesus Kristus,
there is absolute truth.
Aya bebeneran mutlak.
The eternal living word of God.
Dauhan pangeran nu langgeng.
God said through the prophet Jeremiah, "Isn't my word like fire?"
Tuhan Pangeran ngalangkan Nabi Yeremia, lain dauhan kami jika sena kita uge dauhan.
And like a hammer that breaks the rock in pieces.
Pertas palu nungut ngancurkan gunung batu.
So let me encourage you to keep the word of God paramount in your life and in your ministry.
Dan izinkan Nabi ngada orang saderek. Miara dauhan pangeran salaku hal nupang penting na dina hirup saderek serta pelayanan saderek.
The seventh quality of a visionary is that the visionary passes his personal Jordan.
Kualitas nu katujuh saurang nu nyandak visi teh anjeunna ngalangkungan Yordan pribadi.
In the first five chapters of Joshua is the story of Joshua's transition.
Nah, 5 pasal kaiji kitab Yosua teh cerita ngenaan paropihan Yosua.
And the Lord spoke to Joshua, just as I was with Moses, I'm going to be with you.
Tawuh pangeran kamu Yosua, kami rek ngaping kamaneh sakumaha kamusa.
Moses and the people crossed the Red Sea by a miracle intervention of God.
Musa sareng umat mentas laut merah ku cara mujizat ti pangeran.
And now in the same way God would lead his people across the Jordan into their inheritance by a miracle intervention.
Yana ku cara nusami pangeran beres mimpin umatna mentas Jordan lebet ka tanah warisan aranjeuna ngalangkungan mujizat.
And the Lord said to Joshua, it is on this day when I part the Jordan that I'm going to begin to exalt you in the sight of all of the people.
Dawan pangeran ka Yosua, poe ieu kami mimiti ngagedekeun ngaran maneh di sakabeh urang Israel.
A miracle intervention from God lifted Joshua in the sight of the people.
Mujizat ti pangeran ngangkat Yosua ti tingalian panon sadaya umat.
God wants to lift you into a life of miracles.
Allah hoyong ngangkat caterek lebet kana kahirupan.
Where you see his sovereign, miraculous intervention in your behalf.
Di mana caterek ningal kakawasana, eta teh mujizat.
I want to challenge you today to allow the Spirit of God to take you into that new realm.
Abdi hoyong nangtang saderek dinten ieu supados ngijinkeun Roh Pangeran ngangkat saderek ka alam nu anyar.
Where there are occurrences in your life and in the ministry that God has given to you that cannot be explained other than by God himself.
Di mana aya kajantenan di hirup saderek sarta dina pelayanan nu tos dipasikeun Pangeran ka saderek nu teu tiasa dijelaskeun kunu sanes
jiwa kita. The Bible says that God only does wondrous things.
Kita suci nyaruskan yang mung pangeran numidamal hal-hal ajaib.
He wants to do wondrous things in your life.
Antanah yang midamal hal-hal ajaib dihirup sadere.
He wants to you to be the carrier of the vision for the future.
Antanah yang janten nunyandak visi kanggo pikapayunan.
Let these qualities be worked in you by the Spirit of God.
Kualitas-kualitas ieu didamel dilebet sadere ngalangkungan Roh Suci.
Now there are 3 more qualities that we're going to look at in the next session.
Aya 3 kualitas deui nu baris disinggung dina sesi ieu.
But I feel very impressed by the Holy Spirit to stop at this point.
Tapi abdi ngaraos kadorong pisan ku Roh Suci kanggo liren dina pokok ieu.
And to speak directly to someone listening to me who's struggling with this whole area of call and vision.
Katanya Roh langsung ka saurang nu nuju ngadangukeun abdi nu gelut dina sadaya daerah panyaur sarta visi.
Because the call upon you is large.
Kumaha panyaur ka saderek ageung pisan.
You know, I've never met a man who goes into ministry with a small vision.
Saderek kadang abdi teu pernah ngamaksud saurang nu turun kana pelayanan ku hiji visi nu alit.
But the devil goes on a lifelong crusade to chisel away at the God-sized vision that is given to you.
Tapi Vistaras midamel kampanye seumur hidup kanggo mupus visi pangeran di pasikeun ka saderek.
One day you turn around and no longer is the vision God-sized.
Jadi enten waktos abdi malik visi Allah tos taya deui.
It has become man-sized.
Visi eta tos janten visi manusia.
Now the Lord's calling you back to a life of miracles.
Ayeuna pangeran nyaur saderek mulang ka kahirupan mujizat.
To a ministry that cannot be explained only by your good planning and your expertise.
Sahiji pelayanan nu teu tiasa dijelaskeun mung ngalangkungan rancang sarta keahlian saderek.
But by the gracious, sovereign, miraculous intervention of the Holy Spirit.
Tapi ngalangkungan intervensi mujizat Roh Suci nu murah hati. Serta
I'm talking to somebody you've come up against a personal Jordan.
Tapi nyeros ka saurang sadarek kedah nyaketan Yordan secara pribadi.
And the Holy Spirit is calling upon you by faith to go ahead and put your foot in the water.
Roh Suci nyaur sadarek ngalangkungan iman supados majeng serta napak dina cai.
Believe God to pass through that which has previously been unpassable.
Sing percantan ka pangeran waktos mentas naon nun teu tiasa dipentasan sateuacanana.
And as you cross your Jordan,
mentawi saderek mentas Jordan saderek,
into your inheritance,
tanah warisan saderek,
then the people of God will follow you.
Dan umat pangeran baris ngiring saderek,
into their inheritance.
Lebat ke tanah warisan aranjena.
And you will be exalted in the sight of the people of God.
Atas saderek diluhurkan di payunan umat pangeran.